I mean, what an album. You've heard it, right?
Oh, of course, yeah, I love it, yeah.
That opening track, the guitar work is just...
Oh, my... It's amazing.
And then it goes all freestyle jazz.
I know, what a twist that was.
You haven't heard it, have you?
I haven't heard it, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm.
Vodafone gives you 2 years of the latest music from Spotify Premium on a 2-year Red Entertainment plan. The future's exciting. Ready? Vodafone. Automatically renews at the end of your contract for a charge unless cancelled. Terms and verification at vodafone.co.uk/redentertainment.
There's a new podcast app that delivers chilling true crime stories straight to your mobile device. Every day they release a new episode that investigates the gruesome true acts of America's worst serial killers, and you can explore into the minds of psychopaths and murderers.
To get started, find and download Murder Minute from the App Store or visit murderminute.com. That's MURDERMINUTE.com to get your daily dose of true crime creepiness delivered straight to your mobile device.
It's a good show.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm. You'll find out what happened to Frankenstein and other stuff that never happened. Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Pumpkin recipe.
You ever work with pumpkin?
You ever work with pumpkin? Nah.
Sounds like I'd like just a weird dude at the factory. Oh, shit, I'm working with pumpkin tonight.
Oh, fucking pumpkin.
How do you call him that? He got them triangle eyes.
Takes a 3-hour lunch break.
Got a weird mouth.
I just got the triangle eyes.
Okay, yeah. Well, you're the one saying we're going to do a Halloween-themed show. I was like, trying to kick it off.
Look at this gourd head.
You ain't nothing but a gourd.
Did y'all make the jack-o'-lanterns and stuff when you were a kid?
Yeah.
And we did something where, like, you pull all the guts out on the inside and then do something. Like, oh, it's brains. It looks like brains.
I've seen where they make, the jack-o'-lanterns barfing.
Oh, I love that, yeah.
I did. When I first moved to L.A. the first year, I got a pumpkin, and I made a very intricate pentagram, like, cut out. You don't realize how many shapes you got to cut out to make the pentagram remain.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't just do the lines. I had to cut out the negative space from the pentagram. I was very proud of myself.
Yeah.
But that's the last time I carved a pumpkin.
I'm always impressed by those really detailed, intricate jack-o'-lanterns, because, like, I tried it one time and just... I don't know. Maybe I didn't have the right tools, but you know, you buy the little pumpkin
knife.
Pumpkin. No, I got the pumpkin carving kit, but just the little bitty saws and stuff. It just
To kind of chop.
I really, really butchered
it. You and the missus aren't going to do a fun Halloween pumpkin carving?
Probably do something. Yeah.
Yeah.
This would be the first year in a long time that I might even actually have trick or treaters. I don't know. Like the last. Well, there were no,
what?
No trick or treaters come knocking on my van door the last couple years.
These guys always have candy. It's like Halloween every day around these vans.
Oh, I should have, like, put out a sign and just opened the door, back doors, and the little rocking chair and just, come on.
Totally not trying to fuck you. Just a big fan of the holiday. What's your candy game going to be?
I don't know. I like the classics, the mainstream stuff, the Kit Kats, the Twix. The Almond Joys.
Yeah, in my head, now that we're in a warmer climate here, I would go more with like
fruity.
A gummy.
Yeah, gummy. Oh, yeah.
Like a Twizzler, the mini Twizzlers or what have you.
Yeah. What was your favorite when you were a kid? You get trick or treat.
Man, Reese's Cups.
Yeah, those are good.
When they give you just the single full-size Reese's cup? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What were the other? Where people like give out change. I'm like, come on.
Really?
Just turn your porch light off.
Huh.
Give out. I think they just were excited to participate and ran out of candy. They just be like, "Here's 83 cents." Like, all right,
just have like a free yard sale. Just grab something. Grab that lamp.
I don't want any of this shit anymore.
Here's a bicycle pump.
But yeah, no, I was always the full size Reese's was a big one. Jolly Ranchers weren't bad. You get the individual Jolly Ranchers.
That's a candy I have neglected as an adult. I used to be all
nice
about
nice piece
some,
of hard candy?
Yeah, I always forget about it, you know? I always forget about the Jolly Ranchers an option.
Yeah, Jolly Ranchers.
I'm a Starburst guy. I like Starburst.
Starbursts were good.
Good flavor.
Smarties can take a fucking hike.
Yeah, I never understood those. A little chalky.
I would eat them, but
just
I was
like
never,
Little Tums.
I was never like, oh, good. It's always too many of them.
Speaking of Tums, I've started getting into the Tums. Been making a lot of chili lately.
Getting into them, getting into the Tums.
Well, yeah, I never have been a big like over the counter medicine guy.
Really rocking some antacids lately.
But like, I enjoy the flavor, and I'm now I find myself popping Tums when I don't necessarily need them.
Probably not good for
you. No,
me,
you don't think so?
I'm not a doctor, so I mean, make the choices you want to make.
Grab a handful of them. Take him into a movie theater.
You become so alkaline, your whole body.
So what's going on, buddy? Welcome back.
Yeah, and to yourself. It's been a minute.
Yeah,
our last one was we were on the other side of the country.
That's true.
It was the last time we saw each other and recorded.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. I've been gone for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Not a huge trek, but enough to where you're like, okay, it's time to come home.
No, 3 weeks is long now. Three weeks 5 years ago, I'd be like, hell yeah, this is gonna be fun. Now I'm like, I don't.
Yeah.
If I get past the week mark, I'm like, I hate these. That's what I was telling you. I was like, I get sick of the jokes, man.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what you see, dude. Like now people just do like crowd work tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you mean you ran
seeing
out,
more and more
you,
of that.
You ran out of material, but you need money.
Yeah,
yeah. I know what you're saying without saying it.
Yeah,
it's like all crowd work tour. I have a house payment, but I don't have any new material to tour with. I get it. At least you're just doing crowd work. Some people have a whole kid. Mm. And then they got to do all those jokes.
Yeah.
Well, I got a kid. That writes itself.
Yeah.
No offense to your kids.
Yeah. I don't have any kids.
No, we don't have any kids. Yeah. We ain't fucking around with that noise. Yeah. I'll get some shout outs out of the way. Because I forgot to get this one in. And this was from Matt Bruster, or Brewster. I don't know. Brewster. Real nice dude I met over in Charlotte.
Hmm.
He knitted us some hats.
Oh, these are homemade.
He made them.
Wow, I thought he just got them.
No. He knitted them.
That's why.
Look at that. No, look at the tag. It says I made it. He was like, I don't know. These feel weird. And my girlfriend said I should give it to him anyway. So kudos, hey Matt. Kudos to your girlfriend for saying yeah.
Well, right on.
Yeah,
it's not really my style of hat, but hey,
throw it on.
Let's see
what it looks.
What do you think? Yeah, I don't. Now
fold it up. Kind of look like a. You know what? I washed mine so it would shrink.
Yeah.
And now I kind of look like a. I look like a black guy in prison that joined the Muslim Brotherhood. But I like that look. I'd have a do-rag too.
Yeah.
But he knitted these hats. These sweet gray. I do wear those hats. So thank you very much, Matt. I will wear mine with pride. And that was a super sweet gift.
Yeah.
And some other people. Somebody gave me a pussy hat in San Francisco.
Uh huh.
The pink ones. So thank you for that. I don't know who gave it to me.
Oh, I thought it was just like a hat would. That was a bad joke. A hat with Justin Bieber on it.
Okay.
No, yeah, I didn't have time to really come up with a good one.
You went with it.
Yeah.
And a fella gave to me some mango rub. I'm going to get his name here. And I'm sorry I didn't meet you after the show, buddy. Jay Jensen. Yeah, sorry I wasn't checking my phone. So I apologize for that. But
yeah, some mango like barbecue rub, spice rub.
Uh huh.
Very cool. Thanks, dude.
And so and it was just I met good folks on the road. Charlotte was dope.
Yeah.
And
when we were that live podcast, somebody brought us some damn moonshine.
Oh yeah, you had to truck that one.
Yeah, right? Some moonshine.
Did you drink any of it?
I did.
Are you off the? Are you doing no booze?
Well, I'm trying, but you know how it is on the road. You just kind of let your guard down. But yeah, I definitely dipped into that.
I drank a lot.
And
some weeks.
Cookies and stuff. Yeah, did you get into
it? Oh, we got them cookies?
Yeah.
Those things were tasty.
Yeah.
I that's right. That's where I went after that. I went to Chicago.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do in Chicago?
I just went back to visit the family because I was doing a show in Champaign.
Okay.
And I had the cookies. My mom's like, people give you food. How could you trust this stuff? I'm like, all right, Mom. Somebody did that once, too. I was doing a Doug Loves Movies live, and somebody had, like, some complicated rules with his movie game. Mm-hmm. But somebody wrote their name on a lemonade. I'm like, well, I want a lemonade, so I'll choose you as the person I'm playing for. And I started drinking. He's like, don't drink that. They'll put acid in it. I'm like, I'm going to drink all of it.
Yeah.
I'm at a music festival.
I'd be so easy to poison. I don't care. I'll eat it. I'll drink it. And what a way to die, too. I'd become a legend.
Also, I don't think you would die.
Yeah.
I think you'd be a terrible taster. What happened? I just got a bit of the slow diarrhea. I was trying to work the idea of slow diarrhea.
This one's got arsenic in it.
I think that might just be a little bit of chili powder.
Well, cool, man. So what, you went to Charlotte?
I was in Charlotte, and we were together in South Carolina.
That was fun.
Columbia.
We had fun
a good
that
time.
Weekend. That was so much fun watching your show Sunday. I did my show Saturday. We did the live show Sunday afternoon, so yeah. It just felt like being kind of off work Sunday night.
Oh, dude,
I wasn't doing any spots. I just got hammered and watched your show. So that was a fun time.
Yeah, and then I went back and I did some. Just drove some go-karts in the burbs. I get more and more suburban when I go back.
You drove go-karts this recently?
When I went back to the burbs.
I drove go-karts.
Did you?
What are the odds that we both drove go-karts
we're
the last couple weeks?
We're living our best life, man. Did you, the high-speed ones? Those, crazy ones?
Pretty fast.
K1, are they called K1?
I don't think they were the K1.
Electric or
not
gas?
Like these were gas.
Okay, so you're outdoors.
Yeah. Yeah. Not like the ones we used to ride at the Funny Farm. Remember we would perform
man,
at the Funny
that
Farm?
Was, yeah.
And those were so fast that they made us wear helmets.
Oh,
I didn't have to wear helmets.
Oh, you didn't wear
helmets? Yeah, no. I didn't have. This was in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Which, by the way, if you go to Gatlinburg, I hope you like pancakes and go-karts because that's all that's there.
I'm not going to argue with that as a urban planning.
Yeah, not bad at all. But seriously, I'm no hyperbole.
They just gave up on the Civil War memorabilia.
This one little town, it's like a tourist destination in the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. No shit. Gotta be 30 go-kart tracks and 50 pancake houses.
Oh, that's like Wisconsin Dells.
In a small town.
Wisconsin Dells was like that.
Yeah. A lot of go-karts, a lot of pancakes. So what else? So Chicago, Charlotte shows were good?
Yeah, Charlotte was dope.
Yeah.
And then Champaign, that was a real fun. It was part of a music festival.
Oh, that's cool.
Like where I didn't recognize any of the musical acts.
Uh-huh.
And I was just glad they could let me be a part of it. Because I'm like, all right, you start feeling a little bit old. Because that's what, that's what happened. Not only the day before I went down to Champaign, Central Illinois. So that's where this festival was. I was back in the burbs. I went to the movies. And I got the guy, without asking, gave me the senior discount at the movies.
Wow.
Yeah, I was with my two buddies. And
you don't look that old.
Well, that's what I thought. And then my buddy went to the kiosk to get his tickets. And then a guy opened up like a teller, the ticket, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so I went and just bought mine. And mine was $9. And so was my buddy's. We charged $9. And my buddy's was $11.50. I'm like, ours was only $9. Ha ha. He's like, what? And then he went and asked the guy. He's like, I'm just curious. He's like, I don't, $2.50, but why were theirs $9 and mine was $11.50? And this guy was like a teenager who was high as all of us. Like, you could tell he's just like, oh. And he looked, and I just see him tell my friend Bob at the counter. And Bob just starts laughing. He's like, you guys are senior citizens. And I just went, I'm like, what the fuck, man? I'm 41, dog. And he's just, this kid's like, high. He's like, oh, sorry, man, the beard. My buddy Brian has salt and pepper hair, and my beard was gray. He's like, sorry, man, the beard. I'm like, I mean, the savings are cool and everything, but still, you got to ask.
That's funny, though.
Then I went to a music festival where I'm like, I don't know who the fuck Playboi Carti is and all these acts and DJs and stuff, but I'm not going to, hey, thank you for putting me in with it.
Yeah.
That made me feel young after that bullshit I dealt with the night before.
Yeah.
So, and I saw Hellfest.
Oh, okay.
The
Metal Fest?
No. It was just a movie called Hellfest.
Oh, okay.
Just a real, they basically just, it was kind of like It Follows without the weird.
Okay.
Somebody explained It Follows to me. The part, did you ever see it?
No.
Okay. Well, it's weird, it's looks like it's in the 80s, but also they have weird cell phone technology.
Huh.
And somebody just was like, well, it's kind of like an alternate universe.
Yeah.
It's not ours, but it's similar to it with some. I'm like, oh, that made me. If you look at it like that, you can allow certain.
That's interesting.
Discrepancies.
That's interesting to mix timelines
kind of.
The cars are all the 70s, but people have iPhones.
Yeah. And it was part of me is is it just a cheap way to move the story forward? But it was now knowing that, I want to watch the movie again because they just did a good, creepy synth music from the 80s, which, oh. Boy, I saw Mandy, which is the Nicolas Cage movie, which is kind of like him doing a John Wick type thing.
Really?
Oh, boy.
Good? Or oh boy, bad?
Oh, boy, Nick Cage.
Really?
So you could tell there's a couple scenes where they're just like, we're not going to yell cut. And Nick, you do your thing, buddy.
You tell us when.
There's some, like, you can tell he's like waiting for him to say cut. You know, you can tell they're just like, keep acting. Nick, keep acting.
That's funny.
It was hilarious. Mandy, yeah.
Huh.
And so I saw that. I saw Hellfest is getting in the mood. Mm-hmm. October.
There you go.
You know?
Right
so
on.
So getting
man.
Into scary stuff.
Where now, were you? Were you the other night where they had a goth night after your show?
Oh, Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, where they filmed Lost Boys, which uh-huh. I've never seen Lost Boys.
You've never seen Lost Boys?
I know.
How have you not seen
I know.
Seen Lost Boys?
I missed out. I've never seen the original Halloween.
Really?
I think in that same era, I was watching Friday the 13th, and I'm uh-huh. like, it's just Jason with a different kind of mask.
I think,
but I should.
My favorite of those.
Well, I was just a dumb kid, uh-huh. and now I've just haven't seen it. I should plop down and watch the classics because I guess that new Halloween's supposed to be good.
It looks good. I hope it's better than the one Rob Zombie made a few years ago. That was kind of.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah,
Rob Zombie's got his own style.
Yeah,
but so it's like they're like you gotta get done at 9 because Goth Night's real popular, and then it was just empty with red lights and one DJ like.
Are there still goths? Are there 18, 19-year-olds that are just really into goth?
Well, you know what it is? I think it's...
Because it was big when we were teenagers.
But I think it's less the fashion. Like, some people like that kind of music, and it's not less the super outfits that are crazy. Mm-hmm. It's more, you know, your black jean jacket and black jeans, and I'm going to listen to, like, some, you know, pseudo-industrial... Mm-hmm.
Because back in the
Peter,
day, it was,
Peter Murphy or something.
Yeah. Typo Negative, a lot of Nine Inch Nails, Ministry, stuff like that.
Yeah. And that, I mean, that was a. Just like there's still Rude Boys because ska music's still around. Why wouldn't you have. But goth, I mean, they're easy. It's real low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
So I was like, we hung out for a couple beers. I'm like, nah, I'm done here.
Anyway. I saw this.
And then I can't make fun of that because then Strung Out was playing, which is an old Fat Records band. I went over there and then I'm just looking at all the other 45-year-olds in flat brimmed hats and like loose laced vans trying to start a circle pit. I'm like, yeah, what I'm laughing at goths and we're all still doing this shit. We're all swinging at our fatherless childhoods still. So it was fun.
Good times.
What about you, man? You've been out in the world.
Dude, I've been all over. Yeah, I tell you, it's gone about 3 weeks.
The boogers want to know.
First week was shows. It broke up really nicely. I didn't really, I guess I intended it to be this way, but did basically a week of shows, a week of vacation, and then a week of family time / moving. Moved my mom.
Yeah.
I just got back last night, just all weekend. I felt like I was doing like 3 full days of CrossFit, just using muscles I've never used. Just lifting heavy, saying like it was me, my brother, his father-in-law, basically the 3 of us.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law has been a huge help, but like as far as the actual heavy lifting, it was just the 3 of us.
Isn't that the essence of CrossFit? Is like, here's something you wouldn't norm. Like, I mean, again, more low-hanging fruit, but isn't that why? Like, yeah, you would never move this way. In just a regular gym.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what you're pushing. Tires and shit.
Yeah, truck tires and you know a lot of. Weird weightlifting and stuff, but and my brother just kept volunteering me like Dave's the strongest, let him do it. So it's just like thanks. So like just all the real heavy shit.
Well, you do kind of brag about that shit, so you it finally came around to bite you in the ass.
But oh man, just what do we do? I forgot what day it is, but like went down to my mom's house like Thursday night, and then all day Friday we loaded the truck. So, like, literally, it felt like 10 or 12 hours of just moving everything out of her house into the truck. Just all kinds of, you know, it's crazy how, like, older people, how much stuff they have, you know, because she's got.
Well, they've been around for a while.
Yeah, she's got 68 years of stuff, you know. So, just all day, just loading the truck, just couches.
Did you ever have any, like,
chairs.
Do you need this?
Yeah. Oh, there was a lot. Well, my sister-in-law was kind of running the show because she's the one, as I've mentioned before, she moved in with mom for like 3 months and just been an angel and just really helped out. But so she's kind of, even only being there just a few months, she's kind of figured out the lay of the household. Like she's kind of the boss. So I would just be like, Beth, do we need this? And she'd just like whisper like, nah, don't worry about that. Like, so my mom couldn't hear. So she would make a lot of judgment calls and stuff. So we did leave a lot of stuff behind. But so all day Friday, just loading the truck. Then all day Saturday, 9-10 hour drive from Worthen, Georgia to Georgetown, Indiana. and took three different vehicles. I just drove by myself. I was like, you know, my mom was like, we should all like caravan so we could eat lunch together. And so I was like, no, I'll just see y'all up there. Like,
I'm, how about dinner?
Yeah, I'm getting in the car and I'm going. And then all day Sunday was unloading. So it was just 3 days of just, ugh. So, but yes, we got that done. But yeah, anyway, to start, you know, I think I talked about this on the live show. Did some good shows, Jacksonville, Orlando, a few other places. But
they treating you well out there?
Oh, man.
That big bad world treating you all right, Dave?
Yeah, yeah. The shows are great. A lot of boogers coming out. So that was awesome. And then in between, just because of the way it worked out, I knew I had those week of shows. And then I knew I had, you know, moving and stuff. And I had about 6 days in between with nothing to do. So I kind of booked a little vacation.
Yeah.
Me and the missus. And she flew out the day after.
Brought the lady out to biscuit country.
Yeah, yeah. Because she hadn't spent much time in the South. She's she went and did like a couple little shows around Christmas with me. She went and did Christmas with my family. But that was just like 2 days. And then she came down for the funeral, which is, she was just there for a couple of days. But she never really experienced the South. So basically, I booked like a tour minus the shows.
Yeah.
Meaning in a 1 week, we hit like five different cities. And we did
That sounds relaxing.
It was, I mean, it was hectic, but it was fun. We did Athens, Georgia, Helen, Georgia.
Hey, wake up, babe. We got to go.
Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Back to Athens. And
I pre-ordered some chicken fried steak in Savannah. We got to get there.
We did go to Savannah. But yeah, just like, man, just had a blast. So we started, she flew into Atlanta and then went up to Athens, Georgia. She'd never been there. And just Athens is a cute town. I used to live there two different times. College city. But just tons of cool shops and bars and music venues and stuff. And on a whim, like spur of the moment, like an hour before the show, just bought Primus tickets. So we saw Primus at the Georgia Theater.
Oh, nice.
I used to be a huge Primus fan because they're just one of those bands that's kind of their own genre. Like you can't really label them. Like,
yeah, unlistenable.
I love them. Cause I
always liked it, but then I was like, I'm never like going to listen to a whole like, oh, Jerry was a race car driver. That's a fun song.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
No, I totally get it. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think.
I totally get how they're an acquired taste, but I have acquired that taste. And
yeah, you eat Tums for fun.
But oh man, just such a fun show. Like,
yeah, I bet they put it.
We had some edibles. We popped a couple gummies and just, oh man, like they did. They played for like a little over an hour, just playing all the hits. And that was fun. And then they took an intermission and then came out. And I think they played like the whole, I guess they put out like an EP about a year ago. I forgot the name of it, but they played that in its entirety and they put on like these weird costumes and stuff. And it was like, especially when those gummies kicked in, it was just, you know, because they're a little jam band, a little metal.
I don't think Willy Wonka works at Guitar Center.
Well, I mean, ironically, they just did a whole album of the Willy Wonka of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. They did that whole soundtrack. That's funny that you say that.
I straight up guess. I had no idea.
They put out a whole album of basically that score, that soundtrack to the movie. But Primus style, you know, real bass heavy. And
yeah, because all the weirdo, I mean, you know the Pure Imagination song, but all the goofy,
the
going through the
Oompa Loompa stuff.
Yeah,
and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it was just, oh, man. Just, and I'm at the age now where, like, on paper, going to shows sounds great. Like, oh, well, for example, Clutch is in town Friday. I might go to that. I might not.
That's right, yeah.
But, like, on paper, it's always, I'm still a rock and roller. It's like, yeah, I'm going to go to that show, and I'm going to go to that show. But then you get there, and you're like, God, there's a lot of people. Man, they're annoying
me. These beers are expensive.
These beers are expensive. I'm sweating. Don't touch me. You know? Yeah. But that was one of the most fun. Just, like, we found, like, this little corner and just had a great vantage point and just was just sitting there letting those gummies kick in and just like and the fact that it was kind of a spur of the moment, like, oh, 2 hours I had no idea I was gonna do this
thing.
Yeah, so that was awesome. We did Athens, Georgia, then we went to Helen, Georgia. You ever heard of Helen, Georgia? I don't know why you would, but if you're not from that part of the country, Helen, Georgia is kind of in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains, kind of northeast Georgia. And it's just this little bitty touristy town, and the whole town has been done like Bavarian style, like kind of German, Swiss.
All white.
Yeah, very white. And but I've been going there since I can remember. I remember being like,
we don't even have the Negroes.
Oh, God. God, that's...
But I, character, I was doing a voice in character of a racist who lives in a Bavarian town in Georgia.
But I've been going there since I could. I mean, I remember being like 4 years old and my parents dragging me up there, and I didn't like why. I don't understand the point of this. But now it's like it's charming, but it's one of those where like one day's enough.
It's like Solvay, like chocolate shops and shit.
Yeah, tons of chocolate. I dropped like $35 at a candy store. Just like, give me some of that, give me some of that.
That's believable.
Which is, which is like, hey, what are going to be around fudge again? Let's get a bunch of fudge.
Probably in 10 more miles.
So we did Helen, Georgia. That was fun. Went into one of those hot sauce stores, like Novelty.
Oh,
where,
yeah.
Like just the whole.
Pepper Palace.
The Pepper Palace was the name of
it. I was so surprised. I went to one of those in New Orleans, and it wasn't. Not Frenchman Street, whatever the main strip is. Forgetting. Not Bourbon, but like often.
Yeah.
And so I was asking the lady working, I'm like, what's the craziest stuff you see? Because they have little sample cups for trying them. It's like, oh, I saw one guy just take the. You're supposed to like dip sample chips to dip a quarter, and some guy just like drank one shot glass style and just passed out.
Our buddy Paul Galois did that. He was telling me a story about how he did that at the Pepper Palace in Helen, Georgia, and like created a scene. Like was asked to leave, just started gagging and hyperventilating, but I never understood like the novel, like, and they all got stupid. Yeah, fiery butthole.
Yeah,
just like I know you're a hot sauce guy. I like hot sauce, but I'm not like, give me the hottest shit you got.
No, I like very very hot, but I still want to enjoy the food.
Yeah.
I like super hot stuff.
Just smash cut to the hospital. Your esophagus is burned out. Not a puss.
When I was in the one in New Orleans, it was like, you know, sleeveless Harley shirt dude, like, oh no, I love stuff. And I'm like doing gentle dips with like a corner of a chip.
Yeah.
To get the idea of it. You see this guy just scoop it. Just go big scoop. And he's doing this walk around. And they had to take him back and give him milk because he was just like, his eyes were watering. He's like leaning on the counter, like, yeah, you dumb shit. Ugh.
It was like you and that
macho guy.
That web series, not Hot Ones, but the one you did in Portland.
Spicy News. Spicy News.
Spicy News with Kyle, so funny.
Shane Torres, when he ate two habanero peppers, is a real good one, too.
Right when it starts to really kick in and you're doing those news stories, you're struggling for a moment and you just went, Andy Griffith died.
Yeah, I was trying to whistle. I wasn't struggling. I was trying to whistle a theme to the Andy Griffith Show, and I couldn't whistle because it was too hot. So I was like, so it looked like I was just breathing. I was trying to whistle. I couldn't do it.
Andy Griffith died. So yeah, that was Gatlinburg. That was Helen. Then we went to Gatlinburg. Like I said, the whole town's nothing but pancake houses and go-karts.
Got no problem with it.
It was fun.
It's America.
But it's so beautiful. Like, it just nestled right in the middle of the Smoky Mountains. Just getting there, like, from the route from Helen to Gatlinburg, we drove right through the Smoky Mountain National Forest. It felt like Lord of the Rings. It was one of the most beautiful drives. It was a divided highway. So, like, just with a big wide median in between, and just you're just going through this forest. It felt a lot like the Redwood Forest, just giant, just beautiful trees, mountains,
pretty country down there.
Oh man, just absolutely gorgeous. So we did Gatlinburg for two nights, rode like a ski lift. One of the big attractions is just, hey, it's a ski lift, but with no skiing. We're just gonna,
that's kind of a neat thing.
It was fun. We're just gonna go up this mountain and come back. So we did that. Such like a redneck touristy town, like just all those shops with the t-shirts with the pit bull with muscles and the lightning and just every store, just rebel flag t-shirts.
That's how Branson was. That's how
it was, like Panama City Beach without the ocean, with mountains
or Venice Beach. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, but like, it was fun. It was still like, this is neat.
You gotta go see it once.
So, and there was a huge car show. We were in town Thursday and Friday. Saturday, I guess they were having a huge car show. And I love those car shows. I like classic car shows. So I was like, oh, man, I'm sorry we're going
to
miss that.
Oh, you don't like to just see Toyotas from 2003 and newer?
Dude. I thought it was going to be, and I guess it was. Like, I saw some advertisements for it. So I guess it was kind of mixed.
Only Ford Tauruses.
Dude, it was the tuner cars. there was like gangs of these little, is that what you, like the little tuner cars, the, with the coffee can mufflers
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like there were hundreds of them, just gangs, yeah. Just dozens and dozens.
They used to
get
meetups in Burbank that they got in trouble yeah. for because they would just come out in a little.
But they were just parades of them, like getting ready for the big weekend. And I was just like, just everywhere you went, just
import racers.
Just, oh, you good fucking turds.
Yeah, but hey, good for in the middle of rah-rah America, they had an import racer
yeah,
parade.
I guess so. But what is the compulsion?
These
to-
colors don't run. Anyway, yeah, it's my 1988 Nissan Sentra. I got nothing but the best Kyosho parts in there.
Like, I get the hobby aspect of it, and I get, like, oh, these are super fast. I take a bone stock, you know, Toyota, and I put some money into it. Now it can, you know, it's got 500 horsepower. But the fact that they're all so damn loud, shut the fuck up.
It's like the Harley scene.
It's so annoying, and the Harleys, too. But I could not ever imagine wanting that much attention coming my way in public.
You know what? I don't like the sound of those either, but if I hear the sound of, like, a classic, like, dual exhaust glass pack rumble, like, I'm like, oh, that sounds really
good. I do
good.
Like that.
So it's just different strokes.
All weekend of that. Then came back to Athens Saturday. Didn't stay the night. So Saturday, dude, this was like birthday weekend stuff. Like, this was like Katie surprised me. She goes, what are we doing Saturday? And I was like, yeah, we're going to go back to Atlanta and maybe, you know, whatever. She's like, well, I bought you tickets to the Georgia Bulldog game. Just
really
out of nowhere. Like 24 hours notice. Got tickets to the big rivalry game, Georgia versus Tennessee.
Yeah.
I'm a big Georgia Bulldog fan. She had never experienced any of that. And like good seats too.
Yeah.
Like she dropped some coin. Just hey, by the way, on the way back to Atlanta, let's swing by Athens.
She's thinking of you.
A sweet gal. And, went to the Bulldog game Saturday afternoon in Athens. They destroyed great seats. The whole, you know, like, and I've mentioned this before. I'm a closet football fan in that I'm a huge football fan.
And you're but
I'm
not super gay.
I'm not the guy that wears, like, you never see me, like, with a jersey or just, because especially, like, SEC football. And I love SEC football, but there's a stigma that comes along with just the Southern meathead. Either you got kind of the frat boy faction or just the dumb redneck meathead faction. And I don't, you know, I don't really identify with either one of those groups. But I'll tell you, man, even if you're not a sports fan, like, it's an experience. Like Sanford Stadium in Athens holds like 95,000.
Yeah.
And to give you perspective, like, Dodger Stadium probably holds 50,000. So it's like twice the size.
Really?
Like going to a Major League Baseball game, imagine twice the amount of people. Like, it is huge. And then even more people are in town that didn't even have tickets or just tailgating.
Just there to party.
Like, it is a huge, it's like Mardi Gras for football.
How are the Braves doing right now? Are they?
You just bring that up to hurt me?
I don't know, man. I'm asking. You're fucking going on over here. I'm trying to weave you back in.
They got eliminated.
Did they? So yeah. The Cubs.
Yeah.
Who's in? Oh, was it Dodgers?
Dodgers are good, man. Dodgers lineup is so stacked.
Did they knock the Rockies out too, right?
They beat them in a one game playoff to get into the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
But the Brewers beat the Rockies and Dodgers beat the Braves. And
Sorry, buddy.
That's okay. Hey, we were a year ahead of schedule. Nobody thought the Braves were going to be good this year. So next year, buddy.
All right.
But and I'll wrap this up because a lot of stuff going on. But so Athens, Georgia Bulldog game. Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, back to Atlanta, get on the guest list for the Drive-By Truckers. So in one day,
look at you.
Got to see the dogs, got to see the truckers in the same day.
He's having a good old time with his life.
That was a fun day. And then Sunday and Monday, went down to Savannah. So, ate some great food in Savannah, went to Paula Deen's restaurant, the Lady and Sons. And,
really?
Yeah, she's got her own place down there. And I've always heard about it ever since she became popular like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Not as popular anymore ever since her... not recent anymore, but what, about 5 years ago, some of that.
We don't even have Zindy Gross. Just gotta open up a place in the fucking Sound of Music country down there. Just fit right in.
But yeah, I ate at Paula Deen's restaurant. It was solid. Like it was like a lunch buffet. Just the hits. Just fried chicken and mac and cheese and stuff.
But she does all right.
Yeah, it was good. Not the best in the world, but solid. And then I ate a really good spot called Huey's on the River. Like good Cajun seafood. Yeah. Had crawfish etouffee. Oh boy, some smoked oysters, stuff like that.
I ate at Denny's two nights in a row. In San Francisco, there's a dead rat in front of the door one night.
Oh, God.
I didn't have a lot of taste revelations in my journey.
But yeah, Savannah was awesome. Saw some of the stuff we talked about on our Savannah episode. Went and saw the Marshall House. Saw Colonial Park Cemetery where Rene Rondelier, the hulking hair-faced wolf boy, or whatever you said.
Goblin.
Saw the pirate house, which is really haunted. And then to top it all off, my last day, when I took Katie back to Atlanta to fly home, and then I went and had some ribs at Fat Matt's Rib Shack, and just sitting there eating my ribs and enjoying my day, sitting out on the patio, and in walks Charles Barkley. And I'm like, holy shit, there's Charles, who's one of my favorite basketball players. I loved him as a basketball player. I love him even more as a personality and as a commentator on he does a lot of the NBA stuff.
Yeah.
Just such a funny
picture.
Dude. It's Charles Barkley. And just like, I didn't do it. I wanted to. I would have loved to have gotten, you know, the selfie, but I always feel weird. Like, yeah, this guy. Yeah. But everybody else is doing it and just couldn't have been a nicer guy. Just very agreeable. Yeah, man, go ahead. And people just taking pictures.
Probably knows when he's going out in public. Yeah. Like, all right, let me get that part of my personality ready.
Yeah, driving a big old giant black Escalade. Had like a big, nice Escalade. And just pulled right up front. It's like, oh, shit, there's Charles Barkley.
I had a real Mr. Toad's wild ride of a journey there.
Yeah, crazy week, man. That was a fun week. And, you know, Katie just, you know, losing her mind. And all, you know, she loved Helen, loved Gavin. She just loves all the shops and stuff. And, man, good times. And then came home last night, and I won't get all sappy here, but and I think I've mentioned this before, you know, the van life and touring, and of course, you know, the van stuff, that was all self-induced hardship. It was my own idea. But, you know, it did suck. Like, I'd go out on these long tours, and I'd come back to L.A., and like, well, you know, the best part of coming home from the road and from tour is walking in the door, throwing your bags on the floor and crashed on the couch or the bed or whatever. Well, I never had that in the van. Like, I'd drive cross country all the way home after a 3 or 4 week tour, exhausted, get back to LA and just, where am I going to park? You know, no home to come home to, no person to come home to. And I get home last night, come home. Katie, she got some Bledsoe's takeout. Just
really?
3 pounds. She didn't quite. She's still.
And Rachel's been treating me like shit.
She doesn't understand like quantities and amounts of food and stuff. She got 3 pounds, 2 pounds of brisket and a pound of pork. Just boom, bottle of Johnny Walker.
You didn't eat all 3 pounds of that?
No. You know what I'm going to do tonight? I'm going to take some of that extra brisket and I'm going to make chili out of it. I was talking about this the other day to someone. My chili game is through the roof right now.
Yeah.
Like, my chili's untouchable. The one thing that would make my chili to the next level. Instead of hamburger, ground beef, I had smoked brisket. So I'm going to take some of that smoked brisket and make chili out of it.
The wrong time to try and pull this vegetarian shit.
Dude, yeah, so I'm doing that tonight. But yeah, came home last night, long ass travel day, like, you know, two connections, just like a 12-hour travel day. Get home and boom, there's some Bledsoe's and just all this, like, God, just, you know, just sweet gal. So yeah, it was nice.
Care of you.
Yeah,
I'm bringing this all up to Rachel.
Yeah. Yeah, she better step her game up.
All this stuff.
So, yeah, that's been my journey the last couple of weeks, man. It's, I did 15 cities in 21 days.
Damn, man.
So just traveling around, man. But, yeah, it's good to be back. Just, I'm exhausted.
Well, we both got. When do you leave again?
I'm here for about 3 weeks, and then I go out for about a week in November.
Yeah, I leave Friday.
Yeah, where are you going?
We gotta cram some of these boogie monsters in.
Yeah, that's why this was coming out late. We're bad at scheduling.
And
so
we haven't talked about any boogie monster related material.
Yeah. Should we get into it?
Only 40 minutes into this fucking show.
I got some boogie stuff.
I'm gonna find out what other child. You deserve it, Dave. You had a shit summer, man.
Yeah. Oh, finally got my money back, by the way.
Oh, really?
Finally.
Well, go ahead and give the round of applause.
Yes. 54, 55 days, something like that. They kept my money.
I wonder if they just knew, but they were just going to be a bitch about it.
Bastards. Those bastards. I tweeted.
Are you still with Bank of America?
Oh, no, I got a direct deposit coming in any day now. And as soon as I get that, I'm going down there with a big smile on my face and pulling out my money. And I can't wait for them to ask me why.
Yeah.
So as soon as I get that direct deposit.
I don't think they ask why.
Yeah, I don't think they give a shit.
I don't think they care.
But yeah, finally got my money back. So yeah.
But that's good.
Yeah. Good times. And
shit, look who's...
Oh, and let me shout this out real
quick.
Somebody
just shitting gold bricks over here.
And I didn't take anybody up on it just because I felt like we had enough help. But no shit, I probably had 10 people reach out and be like, hey, man, you need any help moving?
Really?
I'll show up. Like 10 different boogers. Just like, man, just tell me where and we'll come help. And I was like, oh, man, that's really...
kind folks.
Oh, so kind. But, you know, I was like, we kind of had a system and we already had a few people over there. And I was like, hey, you know, I didn't want to just bring too many people and then just everybody standing around. But, like, we got it knocked out. But, yeah, thanks so much to, like... You know, to help somebody they've never met. Just, yeah, I'll come do some manual labor. But, yeah, seriously, like 10 different people reached out and was like,
nice,
man.
Nice folks out
there.
I
live in Louisville. I'll swing by. You just let me know. And I didn't take anybody up on it, but it's definitely much appreciated.
I feel bad if we don't get back to the emails and stuff.
Yeah, I try to get on that. Yeah, we get so much, but I try to stay on top of that. So thanks so much for the people that reached out about that. All right, let's get into it. All right, we got a few minutes.
Some of these were for some email ones. I think this first subject we're going to talk about was from an email.
Yeah, this one has definitely been recommended by a few different folks. All right, Halloween's coming up, and I want to try to get a bunch of Halloween-type episodes, topics in leading up to Halloween. And I was thinking about this the other day, just about general spookiness, and I like
general spookiness.
I was sitting around thinking about general spookiness, but like when I was a
just
teenager,
just sitting around by myself, just saying "boo" out loud, seeing what comes to my mind.
But I still love Halloween. But when I was a teenager, I was all about Halloween.
Oh yeah,
and. You know, there's some Halloweens are fun to like for example, this year, I'm sure me and Katie are just going to, you know, order some good takeout and just smoke some weed and watch a bunch of horror movies. And that's fun, too. But when I had a little more energy, when I was a little more adventurous in my teenage years, we'd like, let's go do something. Yeah. And not necessarily the commercial haunted houses. I've done that. And that's fun. But like
some of those can be intense.
Yeah.
Man.
But, like, let's do some real shit. And we've even done that out here. Like, I told you about that about a year ago that night. Katie and I just went down to the suicide bridge in Pasadena.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of crept around.
The Devil's Gate's under there, too.
Yeah. So I love doing that kind of stuff. And I was thinking, like, what's some stuff out there that's, like, whether or not there's any legitimacy to it, would still be a fun thing to just go and experience.
Driving up the tunes, driving into the woods.
Oh, man. Up in the Angeles National Forest?
Yeah. Camping.
Yeah, that's fun.
Camping can be scary if you want it. Camping can be this great nature experience, or you could just instantly make, like, nope, we're telling ghost stories.
Ooh,
here we go.
Maybe we'll go camping on Halloween night. That'd be fun. But I found a couple of places that I've done some research. I don't have a lot of... Shocker. I don't have a lot of facts
to
offer.
We also just both rolled in last night from long stretches on the road.
Yeah. But we'll talk about the albinos of San Jose. You ever heard about these guys?
No.
Okay. San Jose, California. Kind of. I guess that's the Bay Area. That's kind of South Bay.
Sure, they're not just Bavarians.
There's a road near San Jose called Hicks Road, and there's this urban legend that's been going around for decades about this family of creepy albinos that, and by the way, I'm aware, I don't think albino in and of itself is a slur, because it's a real condition. But I realize
saying creepy ahead of it could be a little bit
not
mean.
Not that all albinos are creepy. I'm saying this particular. Okay, there's this. The urban legend is somewhere back in Hicks Road, which is kind of near San Jose, that for decades have lived this colony or family or whatever we want to describe it as of albinos that just live way out in this deserted area and just terrorize people.
Oh, so they creep, like, they're out there.
There's been a lot of stories, for example, like, there's this one story I was reading. Some guy was telling on Reddit about he and his friends, like, back in 07, or driving, yeah, or in the area, it's very well known of like, oh, Hicks Road, be careful. Like, oh, the albinos. Well, these guys wanted to go and just see for themselves. And their story is they're just like late at night, they're driving, and they're kind of getting spooked out. And then, bam, something hit their car. I'm like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
And they see that it was an elk or a deer. And like, oh, okay, it's just an elk or deer. Yeah. And then seconds later, three of these pasty, weird dudes come out and grab the dead elk and drag it off into the woods.
Really?
Now, whether that's true or not.
I could see being like on the other side. Like nowadays that everybody just gets shot, I wouldn't do it anymore. But if you know there's an urban legend, like to sit there and like put on a blonde, like a white wig. And
yeah.
Just do that. That was a funny, like when Tegan and I would go to haunted houses, like we would, half the time we would get in the maze and then just hide behind a corner and scare people.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's so much fun.
Oh, man.
So I could see like being a teenager, like, oh, let's go do this. Let's dress up like him.
Well, and like this concept is always been creepy. Like, for example, that movie, The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah.
Like the concept of like, real human beings, not ghosts, yeah, not crypto, but like just, real, better just that are just fucking like, backwards.
Yeah, inbred creepo.
Inbred, living in the woods, well, living off the grid.
But how is that not something that could be confirmed? I'm not like, well, I mean, I'm just for fun stuff, like, mm-hmm, oh yeah, there's a weirdo family up there. Also, they're albino. Like, that's a good,
yeah,
it's a good little zing, like twist to put on the story.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you had those, like, when you grew up, right? Didn't you have, like, oh, so-and-so lived in that house?
Oh, really, yeah. Yeah, we had, like...
we had Peabody's Tomb was one. I already talked about the Ovaltine Factory, uh-huh, on Munger Road.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's always just...
Well, and the other component that I always find interesting and creepy is inbred. Like, just...
Yeah.
I went to high school with some kids. I went to high school with a guy named Mark, and Mark was not all there. And one day, Mark and I won't do his voice. But at lunch,
he made a statement.
At lunch, he made the statement that his, he was proud that his mommy and daddy are cousins.
Yeah, we had that.
Like, we were like, yeah, we kind of thought that was the deal, Mark.
We had that, but it's also like for certain families where you're like, it like could be a rumor, but then you look at them like, it wouldn't be far off if it was true. Not to start rumors, but yeah, it seems like that's a.
Yeah. But so the legend is that for going back as far as like the 60s, that there's been, I don't know if it's supposed to be a family or just like a weird group or whatever, but just these weird albinos that live out in the woods on Hicks Road. And they think the origin might be that they were a Swedish community. Years ago, there was a colony.
I'm not going to fall right into it this time.
Years ago, apparently there was like this like commune of like Swedish folks that lived in is it Uvas or Uvas? UVAS, Uvas Canyon Park nearby, and very fair skinned, and that somehow that maybe these current day weirdos are, you know, leftovers from this colony of Swedish folks. Others say that it began with the United Technologies Corporation located on nearby Metcalf Road. It was a scientific research facility.
Oh, you bring into some of that.
Yeah, where
stuff.
They did a bunch of weird testing and stuff. And it was this facility. It was rumored to do like genetic mutations and shit like that. So,
I mean, that's all the kind of creepy, stuff in Brazil where they thought, was it Mengele? Who was the whatever Nazi scientist was in charge of, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Doing the eugenics and everything.
Yeah.
And they realized it didn't tie back, but like one community just had a bunch of twins.
Mm.
There's an absurd amount of twins.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And they thought it was where one of these Nazi scientists had escaped to and was still kind of messing around with his experiments. That, I mean, I think it's very provable, but like you could prove that there's a house full of albinos. Mm-hmm. Like you would just have to go and you would think like Child Protective Services or something. So that would take it out. But the idea that there can be a group of albinos living somewhere because somebody was dabbling in the genetic makeup of human beings, that I'm not unconvinced that that's not going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's another theory that this group could be linked to a satanic cult from years ago called the Holy City in nearby the nearby Santa Cruz Mountains. So there's a couple of different origin stories of what where these folks could have come from, and yeah, it's some creepy shit. Trying to think some of my other notes here. Oh, they just attack people. There's stories where people up there have just been attacked with like just sticks and baseball bats and shit like that. Like they just come out with like homemade weapons and just attack people. Of course, that's something that could easily just be tacked onto an urban legend.
Been, like, are there police reports? Are there?
Yes, they haven't found
just
any.
Just some fun, scary. Like, this is a good Halloween folklore stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Just I drove back from Santa Cruz. I didn't drive. My buddy drove, but like that is just eerie stretches of nothing coming down like through California. Like you hear about all these serial killers that like they never get caught. It's like, yeah, who's gonna see you if you just pick up some rando?
Yeah,
you can kill him, dump him in the side of the road. There's nothing out there. Like it's just not even farmland where it's tended to. It's just ranch land. It's just dead grass.
Yeah. Yeah, that is scary. Like, just no help available
yeah.
if something were to happen. Or, you know, nowadays everybody talks, oh, well, you got your cell phone. Well, a lot of these areas, good luck with that.
Start putting chips in the kids.
Yeah.
They're going to start low-jacking the kids. I'm sure that some parents have already done that.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, real quick, I forgot the name of the
app. Speaking of which, a classic.
My brother was bragging to me the other day about some new app that he and his wife have. That they can track each other. Like, it's like, look, I could see where Beth's at right now. She's at the store.
Oh, is it through your phone?
Yeah, just some app on your phone.
We can do that find my iPhone thing.
Yeah, but this is for...
to allow somebody else to do
it. This is like where they both have it and they both agreed to it. And now they can... And he was like, you and Katie should get that. And it's like, no, I don't want that at all. Not that I'm up to anything mischievous, but how about a little freedom?
That's the argument with surveillance all the time. Well, if you don't have anything to hide, what are you worried about?
Yeah.
I just, fuck you. How about that? I don't want to be tracked. I don't want to have to like, whenever somebody like checks in on Facebook to something, like I'm with so-and-so at this restaurant. I'm with someone like, don't ask me. Yeah. I don't want that done. Don't bring me in that.
No.
If you want everybody to know where you're at here and there.
Yeah. We talked about that. Yeah. Don't tag me in something without me knowing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like that. But anyway, back to this, satanic cult angle. A lot of people think that this clan is linked to the devil. There's rumors that the colony on Hicks Road is part of a secluded cult that worships Satan, and their attacks on people at night may actually be how they gather human sacrifices, or possibly just how they keep people away from their evil doings. That rumor, they take it one step further, claiming that visitors to the road can call upon the cult for revenge on enemies. So, like, you can go and contact these folks and tell them your story, and you want to get revenge on whomever. And according to the tales, there's a bridge near Hicks Road that has been cursed by the cult, and those who write a person's name on the bridge will then be granted the death of that person.
Honestly, like, how many people do Satanists kill compared to other religions? Hmm. Like, the Crusades. Every fucking terrorist in the name of Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
And like, but the Satanists are the scary ones because they'll like fucking nab one kid every 12 years.
Yeah. That's a great point.
That's what, like, oh, but the Satanists. Catholic Church is fucking every kid they can grab. You know, all these other ones, like, what was the mass genocide that the Buddhists had? Like, I'm not even well versed on it. All the horrors of like extreme Islam fundamentalism, like it's stuff done in the name of who you're worshiping it.
Mm-hmm.
Satanists, way low on the list.
Yeah.
Super low on the list.
Yeah. It's true.
Of as far as what's been done in the name of who you worship.
Oh, man.
And mostly made up, where the other one's provable.
Yeah, true. True. Possibly the most frightening aspect reported about this evasive colony is that some folks think they're cannibals. Yeah, there's been stories of them dragging off, like I said, the one story about dragging off the deer, the elk. There's been a lot of stories like that where people see them carrying off deer and stuff like that. But also there's been encounters where they've been people have claimed that these people have attacked them and tried to bite them.
So they're eating the people they kill. Responsible hunting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
sustainable. That's just sustainable.
One guy encountered them, and apparently an albino stole his poodle and ran off in the woods with his poodle. There's been a lot of dog bones found in the area, and yeah, I don't know how that translates into cannibalism, but yeah,
that's a good like I bet like all the kids go drive down that road.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good spooky thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like just like what's the road? What's the road you drive down with the folklore?
Yeah,
you know what's the urban legend? Like every town has the.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the classic, you know, guy with a hook hand type shit.
Mm-hmm. Some people think that they're not albinos, that they are, in fact, ghosts, given that they're pasty and white. I guess, you know, because all ghosts are
ghost
pasty
cannibals.
And white. Yeah. Another more logical explanation could be that they're just homeless people. That there's a homeless population in that area that live back in the woods of Hicks Road.
The most... Sadly, the most believable.
So, yeah, that's the albinos of San Jose. Let me real quick tell just a gloss over another story real quick.
just openly admitting.
Another creepy place that I've been looking into, and this was also suggested, Satansville, Pennsylvania, or more specifically, the Devil's Road. Now, in southeastern Pennsylvania, kind of right on the Pennsylvania-Delaware border, there's this road. What's the name of Cosart? I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Cosart Road. It's just this creepy road kind of right there on the border, kind of in between three different towns, Wilmington, Delaware, Philadelphia, and Coatesville. The exact location is a lot of people dispute like which little town it's in, but it's apparently right there on the border of Pennsylvania and Delaware. Cosart Road, and it's just this weird road where all the trees well, first of all, it's this weird road, and there's this huge stone mansion way up off the road. Creepy stone mansion.
Sure.
Where the windows, a lot of the windows apparently look like inverted crosses. So the window panes themselves are inverted crosses.
Oh my God,
and it's rumored
devil thing
that this old creepy stone mansion either is or was owned by members of the notorious DuPont family. We've talked about the DuPonts being one of the most powerful families in the world. There's that whole story about the wrestling coach guy and all that. And they think that this crazy mansion on this road is owned by them, and that a lot of satanic rituals and cults, they actually call it the cult house, that there's crazy shit going on there.
It's easily provable.
Yeah, true. But speaking of the trees all grow away from the house, like in this weird, unnatural, and even from the sun, like the way the sun during the daytime hits this road. They're growing at this really awkward, weird angle. And there's a picture of it here where you can see, like, they're just kind of growing almost at, like, a 45-degree angle. This whole row of trees.
It's called what?
Cosart Road or Satansville, Pennsylvania.
Is the name's not Satansville?
No, it's not. I mean, that's the nickname. But, yeah, the cult house. People think, speaking of inbreeding, that whoever DuPont... I don't know which member of the DuPont family is supposed to be responsible for this, that they did a bunch of satanic stuff up there, a bunch of rituals and sacrifices, but also a lot of inbreeding was going on, and that this house is where they kept the spawn, these inbred spawn. This is like where they kind of just kept them.
If you're already the evil, mm-hmm. why are you keeping around these... You know, these half-brained accidents. Like, just...
And another feature of this story is kind of in front of the big stone mansion is this little, like, guardhouse. And there's always a bunch of red pickup trucks that park there. And there's dozens of accounts of people who, you know, again, just like the San Jose, this is kind of a local thing. A lot of people in that area know about it. And it attracts a lot of, you know, adventurers and tourists.
A lot of looky-loos.
Yeah. So, but dozens of accounts of people, like, driving slow and looking for it. And then all of a sudden, one of these red pickup trucks just chases them. Either chases them off the road or chases them.
DuPont money, they're probably just like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's all these creepy red trucks that just chase people and try to run them off the road and stuff. But, Yeah, man. A lot of dead animals. There's stories of, like, I guess there was this big cast iron fence around the property, and then there were times where people would drive by and see, like, animal carcasses just hanging on the
fence. That was
the
classic one with Munger Road. I swear to God.
Yeah.
My cousin's best friend saw a cat hanging from a tree. Well,
so yeah, that, you know, if you live in these areas, that might be something to look up if you're not already familiar with it.
Spooky urban legend.
Spooky any time of year, especially around Halloween, might be something to get into.
Well, we're gonna record again tomorrow, and we already got all our bullshit on this one, so we'll take a bigger bite out of some stuff.
So yeah, man.
Dave, you got a pumpkin recipe?
Don't have a pumpkin recipe.
No, I'm not into it then.
No, I got a cornbread recipe.
Ooh,
been, like I said, I've been doing a lot of
spooky cornbread,
a lot of chili,
haunted cornbread,
doing a lot of chili
creepy
lately.
Cornbread,
and with that chili, I've been making my fried cornbread.
Yeah,
I make like a kind of almost a fritter, like a pancake.
I've had it. I know what you're doing.
Yeah, have I made you mine though?
I think I've had it. Yeah.
I do. Recently, I've been doing green chilies in there.
Yeah, you told me about that. I think you threw that recipe out there.
Did I? Have I already done this one?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then never mind.
What, a cornbread?
Yeah. I can't keep track.
If you make it in a circular pan, you can cut little triangle eyes. It'll look like a jack-o'-lantern.
Well, yeah. Make that fried corn.
How come there ain't no jill-o'-lanterns?
Well, let me give the ingredients again just in case. I completely forgot that I already talked about this. Get you half a cup of butter, half a cup of white sugar, 2 eggs, a tablespoon of mayonnaise, a cup of buttermilk. If you can't get buttermilk, regular milk will do, but buttermilk's better. Half teaspoon of baking soda, half 1 cup of all-purpose flour, a cup of cornmeal, half teaspoon of salt, 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil, and mix all that shit up minus the oil, and basically just making you a batter, and then get your cast iron skillet or frying pan or whatever, put a little oil in there, and just like you're making pancakes, throw in get you a can of green chilies, like a little one of those little like 4 ounce cans, little miniature
little hatch chilies.
Yeah, little hatch chilies or whatever. If you've got the real shit, roast those up and dice them up and all that. But if you don't have access to that, just get you the canned stuff. Throw that in the batter, and boom, just a glop into the pan, and about 2 minutes on each side.
Corn cakes.
Get it nice and golden brown. Flip that shit, and ooh boy.
Put that dollop of chili on top of there.
Boy, yeah, man.
That's good. That's just good living.
That's just good stuff right there. And comic of the week this week, our good buddy Ryan Singer.
Yeah, you got an album.
Got a new album coming out on the 12th, so in a day or two, on October 12th.
It's free, right?
And it's free. It's called Free Love, and in the spirit of the name, he's giving it away. And I've heard some excerpts of it, and Ryan, just one of my favorite comics. Ryan's so...
He's just trying to make the world better.
Just
he's
such just a funny dude.
Yeah, funny, positive, just a good vibes.
Funny maniac. He's got several albums out. This is probably his fourth, if I'm keeping score at home. I think this is his fourth album. But yeah, you can go to RyanSingerComedy.com or RyanSingersFreeLove.com. And you can't get it on iTunes or anywhere. You got to go to either one of those websites and just download that shit for free. It'll be ready October 12th.
Hell yeah.
So, comic of the week, our good buddy, Ryan Singer. So, yeah, man. Good to be back.
We're back.
We're back at it.
For 2 days.
For 2 days.
Sorry, it was late.
Got anything to plug? Yeah. What's going on next? Where are you going?
When does this come out?
This comes out Thursday or Friday.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, probably tomorrow, yeah. So, yeah, you're going this way. Where are you going this weekend?
Little Rock.
Man, Little Rock's
Oklahoma
fun.
City. West Silo, some casino. That's in Oklahoma.
Okay. You're doing Vino's in Little
Vino's
Rock.
Vino's in Little Rock.
Shout out
Friday
to our buddy
night.
Chris Pierce.
Chris is coming with, and he's doing the casino with me. Then I'm doing Oklahoma City. Then I'm doing Fort, and then I'm doing Lincoln, Nebraska.
Nice.
And then I'm doing Fort Collins, and then I'm going to Denver. And then I'm going to fuck off.
Well, good for you, buddy. That sounds fun.
What about you?
Nothing in the immediate future. Looking ahead to November. November 7th. November 7th, I'll
That's
be
That's a month away.
I mean, Cleveland. I won't give you specifics. I'm doing Cleveland. I'm doing Buffalo. I'm doing Pittsburgh. I'm doing Morgantown, West Virginia. And don't forget, November 10th, we will be at the New York Comedy Festival.
Oh, yeah.
At the Bell House. The Bell House. Tickets on sale now at nycomedyfestival.com. Get those. I think we're moving some units on that shit, so they might sell out.
Hell yeah, kiss our asses.
Kiss our asses, everybody. All right, holler at your boys.
The Boogie Monster.